Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 148. Today is Saturday, January 5th, 2019. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Good.
It has been 2 weeks, and I have forgotten everything. Nice. I have not done any streaming, so I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
We're even lucky that we're online.
Yeah. This is true. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. Anyway, it's all good. We've made it to 2019. That's very exciting. And I must say, to start the year off, which it's always a good thing to do, to start a new year off, make, new things. But sometimes we like the same. So we have got our same. Do I say our same? Guest who comes and visit, it's now a regular thing. What can I say? Everyone say hello and happy new year to Rogue Slayer.
Hey, Rogue Slayer. Hello. It's like the song, make new friends, but keep the old.
Exactly.
One is silver, the other's gold.
Oh.
Happy new year.
Thank you. Did you have a good Christmas and new year?
I had a fabulous time. I took off work. I used up my vacation days. So I was off from the 21st. So Friday the 21st, I was off. And I didn't come back until the day after New Year's.
Oh, nice. That would have been a lovely break.
Yeah. It was very nice.
Oh,
I saw family and did stuff. Yep. Took my mom out to see the at this botanical garden. There's these awesome lights. They do all these Christmas lights everywhere.
I saw the photos. It looked like she was having so much fun.
She is 97 years old.
Wow.
She was out there. Wow. She walked herself about half a time, and she sat on her wheels, and we pushed her about the other half of the time.
But yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good holiday.
Yeah.
And you guys, well rested?
Not yet.
Let's just say I'm looking forward to Monday because the kids go back.
Oh, kids are back at school.
Uh-huh. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Yup.
Yeah. December's always crazy. So when I first started with my job 25 years ago, 26 this year, after Christmas, so to go full on up until Christmas, mm-hmm. and then until the kids go back to school, which is normally the end of January, you'd be dead, absolutely mm-hmm. dead. You'd be flat out if you would have one person come in like every one, maybe every 10 minutes, sometimes only a couple an hour. Not anymore. It was nearly as busy as Christmas, the lead up to Christmas itself. So there is no difference. So
yeah, see, I work in software, healthcare related software. So all our clients are hospitals, and mm-hmm. they're just very, very quiet at the end of December because no one schedules elective things during the holidays. So none of the, everyone takes their vacations. The IT folks don't do projects, mm-hmm. So that's why I always take my break this time.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It sounds good. But I got 3 weeks and I'm on holiday, so.
Nice.
So
you're playing lots of WoW?
It will be a WoWcation, absolutely.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
excellent.
Let's find out what have you been up to since we last spoke to you. So we know that we even though we didn't speak to you at the end, the deathless show at the end of it last year, that you did send in your
your call to action was to send our list.
Yes.
So I sent you my list.
You did send a list. It was very comprehensive. Thank you.
And I thought you handled it very well. You picked and chose what you wanted to talk about. You did pick up on that arrow, the theme of arrow watching. I had a few tunes that took me out there. But I have some updates. So one of the things I've been doing is killing off more tunes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I have my final tally for 2018.
Right.
I had 54 total deaths.
More?
Three of which were between Christmas and New Year's. I killed off 6 pacifists.
Oh.
42 irons. 6 greens. But, drum roll please, 0 bloodthirsties the whole year. And I played them. They're alive.
Yes.
A couple of my last few that I killed off were, I decided to try branching out a little bit. And it took me 3 tries to get a Pandaren priest out of the starting zone.
Okay.
Each time they got a little further, you know, one of them was, you know, when you go into the Chamber of Whispers with the air and you have to wait for the wind to stop blowing?
Oh, yes.
I was just standing a little too close to the door, and I wasn't paying. I think I had Arrow on, you know, and I've moved on to Legends of Tomorrow now, by the way. But yeah, I looked up all of a sudden. I'm like flashing red. Oh, no. The next one I got up all the way to where you're right outside the ship and you're killing the explosives and yes. killing the guys before you go meet your new Horde and Alliance folks. Yep. And I just got overrun, you know, but my third one was a charm. So I got her off, but yeah, those are 2 of my end of the year kills.
Oh.
so that's what I've been doing, you know, wrapping up my, you know, increased death tally.
Mm-hmm. But just as long as you don't count the ones from middle of December to January 1, right? Because those ones are like freebies, right?
I counted them.
This is her total list now that she's giving us.
Jeez. Yep.
So she killed off another 3.
It out 2018.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So what did you do 2017? What was the, it wasn't that many, was it?
Well, let me go over to my 2017 list that, of course, I still have on a tab.
Of course you do. Nice.
See, 2017, we didn't start this whole thing until March. Mm-hmm. So from March to the end of the year, I had 23 yep. deaths. No pacifist deaths.
23.
18 irons and 5 bloodthirsties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you excelled really well in 2018.
I went crazy. Let's go crazy, you know.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. So even though, like you said, you're right across playing a lot of the challenges at the moment, which is good. Mm-hmm. So what I want to know is, because there is so many different, you know, you've got your traditional mm-hmm. Iron Man right through to the various ones that we've got, what are you currently focused on for now, and why is that? Have you got a, you know, something in mind for at the moment that you're trying to work on?
So, as you know, focus isn't one of my strong suits. I do have all of them going, but I've really been liking the green, you know. Mm-hmm. I have been doing these freaking challenges for years now, and I still haven't achieved that max level. As you know, I missed it by like 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days, and I could have been in it, but I didn't. Yeah. But the greens give me a little buff there, a little oomph to get things going. But I do still have all of my other ones going. I have mm-hmm. a count later on when we talk about the week. We'll get those. But I did get a little frustrated because I, you know, you go in the pacifist, I go out and I mine and I herb, and I'm like, I like mining and herbing, and then I can sell these things. So I, in addition to all my regular challenge tunes, I've added my own official all-in combo. So my all-in combo is like the best of all of them. I still can't die. I still can't, you know, eat, you know, buffs and, you know, food and all this, or use potions. But this is a tune that can have greens. It can kill things, it can do quests, and it can do professions. So it's my all-in combo. So I do that periodically when I want a little break. I think she's up to 32 now.
Uh-huh.
So that's my little side journey that I've been doing.
Nice.
As far as class and race, last year I was focusing a lot on hunters and paladins. I have a druid pacifist as well. But everything is like hunter, paladin. So this year I'm branching out. I've mentioned the Pandaren priests. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of priests now.
Yes.
I might add a mage or warlocks, I've been playing with the mm-hmm. armored folks. Now I'm going to play with some clothies. So I have to decide. I have, like I say, a couple of priests right now. Not sure if I'm going to do mage or warlock next, but sure. I'll probably get to all of them mage. In the course of the year. But I'm trying to get away from the people that I was focusing on so heavily last year. Plus there's the issue that gnomes can't be paladins, and gnomes are really cute.
there you go. Like your gnomes. Okay.
I do. I have little bit ironic is back on the scene. And she's been joined by Little Bit Green.
Yes, I had noticed that in a few of those tweets. I was like, that name's familiar. Oh, this is a new name. Okay.
Yeah, and Lita, I know that you had expressed concerns recently because you're not able to post to Twitter from the in the game anymore. Well, I don't know what happened, but I haven't been able to do that for a couple of years now. And about the same time that you said, I can't do this, mine started working again. So that's why I've been posting more. Because I'm like, I can just click here.
Said exactly the same thing, that theirs hasn't worked. And all of a sudden, when the update came in, theirs is now working and I can't do it. I can post. I think the only thing that it'll allow me to send through is if I loot something, but it's giving like the WoW head the whole thing, whereas it used to just do the item and the link to WoW head. Now it's doing like the actual thing. So I'm kind of like, okay, but I can't do a screenshot. So now I've got to go into the screenshot folder, and I'm just like,
and I can't find my screenshot folder now. It used to be like really available, it's under right retail. In my drop downs. Where is it?
It's in your, you go into World of Warcraft, go into the _ retail, and then they changed the folder.
That's why I can't find it. I never would have thought to look there.
No, they completely changed the name.
The good news is I don't need to because it's working in the game. Woohoo!
Yeah, slightly a bit jelly about that. But anyway, I don't know. On the positive side, I culled out about 50 add-ons.
Wow.
So, but I still can't get it to work. Anyway.
Oh, well. It is what it is. You did clean house a little bit. I've been doing a lot of paring down of all kinds of things. So paring down add-ons is right along with that theme.
Yeah. Okay, well, on top of all these things that you've got in the works and that you're doing with your challenges, what is the goal? So 2019 for your challenge tunes. What is your goal this year? I want to live.
I knew it. I knew that was coming. That's why I got a brace for impact.
There's the show title right there. I want to live. Okay, write it down.
There might be another competitor for it later on, but I just want to live. I'm not going to, I am in all of my goals and things for this year, I'm trying to focus on specific actions I can take and not focus on the outcome. Focus on the actions, not the outcome. So I just want to play and keep going and I'll just get to where I get. Hopefully it's a really high number because I've blown away all my high number tunes right now. They're all, my highest is like a 52 bloodthirsty. All the rest are in, all my irons and greens are all in their 20s. I just had this massive just like death purge at the end of the year. It seemed like every time I posted, hey, Little Bit Ironic hit 35. 2 minutes later, Little Bit Ironic's dead.
Yeah, I think I saw one of the tweets where I think it was one of the really high ones. You were
I had one.
This, and then about 2 minutes, you'd added the post saying, "And she's dead." And I was like,
"Yeah, that was." I think that was my pacifist. I got her to 60. I'm like, yes, pacifist. She can fly. Woohoo! Yeah. I can fly anywhere. I've got real things. And I went to winter spring to do some herbing and you know mining. And I was doing fine. And I was down. I had dismounted, and some other pleasant little player came running along, kiting a whole bunch of mobs.
Oh no.
They took off, and the mobs all went, "New blood."
and
she's dead. Oh. A pacifist. Which took me, you know, like 2 years to get her there.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Pain.
That's okay. I'm moving on. I want to live.
Yeah.
So now, in addition to scouting out, you know, looking for mobs in the area where I'm landing, I need to like broaden my horizon and look for any mobs and any players anywhere in the vicinity of where I'm coming in.
Maybe that's what you need to do when you go into a zone. What is it? Do /
who
zone?
No, just, yeah.
And or I could just, you know, look around.
Yeah. but they might be over there, and then all of a sudden they're like on top of you, and it's like
they come running in, pulling a Leroy Jenkins on me.
Yeah, I know, right? That's but I think that's a really good goal. I think that's a goal that a lot of us have, so we can empathize and be strong and supportive on this goal. I think this is a really good goal as a community, as a Wild Challengers community.
Think I have a piece of advice for you on your goal. I think you should just not die. I mean, it's pretty easy, right? It's pretty simple.
I'll put together a project plan that as the goal. But then again, I'm trying to, you know, stick away from the outcome. So we'll see how it goes. So step one.
Don't die. That's it.
Don't die.
It's easy.
Well, maybe the whole thing is, this is how we have been looking at it wrong. It's you know, so instead of focusing on a negative, like focus on a positive. So instead of focusing on don't die, which is like the negative, you want to not do this.
Yep.
You want to focus on the I want to live, which
on
is the
positive. Stay alive.
Staying alive. Maybe we've got to change the mindset.
Don't die is like watching the oncoming headlights. You know, you don't want to look at the oncoming car. You want to look at, you know, the road ahead of you.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Well, I will don my white suit and I will stay alive. Stay alive.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So the net, before we get into our weeks and wow, what I want to know is obviously with all of the tunes that you play, all of the times that you've played, the amount of playing of the challenge tunes, I think you are fully qualified to be giving out some tips, tricks, or any useful advice. So what would you say to someone who wants to try a challenge tune?
I would say, first of all, if you're not listening to music or something, you listen to some podcasts or listen to some audiobooks, but the key being listen. Just listen. Don't watch TV. Especially don't watch a show you're really interested in or one that you haven't seen yet. Okay, so Lita, no watching Murder, She Wrote. For me, I've finished Arrow, but I'm still working my way through the Arrowverse. But yeah, I killed several watching Arrow. I'm on to Legends of Tomorrow. I think I've had at least 2 deaths from Legends of Tomorrow as well.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's just it's so hard because I'm watching the game and then I'll look at the screen and then I watch what's on the screen and then like I think I'm fine. I look at the screen and then something happens. Just audiobooks, podcasts, do that. Okay. Yeah. Second tip is to stick with what you know, you know, with the scaling, the zones and everything. Now, you know, we have a lot of flexibility to totally eke out every quest that we love and that you know, or if it's a bloodthirsty, you know, a zone where you're really comfortable with where all the patterns of the movements are and everything. Just stick with what you know as long as you can, and don't, oh, maybe I should try. No, don't. It's just stick. You know, if you want to play something new, then go to another tune, you know, and do that. And my last tip kind of sums that up. Don't hesitate. Extricate. Okay, if you're thinking at all, you just leave, get out as fast as you can, and that's it. Just don't hesitate, extricate. Yeah. Those are my tips.
That is three very good tips. I need to really apply those all three for myself. I would definitely say on that. Okay, well, thank you for sharing. So how has your week been? So obviously I know that it's, you know, it's, you start, you finish the year, and we've started 2019. So we are, well, I'm 6 days in, you guys are 5 days in. So how has your 5 days been so far?
They've been okay. I've been doing lots of folks in their teens and 20s. I think I have one that's still like a 16. I have some bloodthirsties that are higher. You know, I do the bloodthirsties to like run out of rested XP, and then I go do something else. But yeah, I've been hitting those low zones again, which of course are my super comfort zones because I've been there a gazillion billion times. But you know, I'm trying. I actually have an orc that's going right now, and I've been doing a lot of my tunes through like first up in Tirith's Fog Glades, and then Hillsbrad or Silverpine, and then Hillsbrad, because I really know those zones really well. But I am trying to do, you know, return to the other areas, you know, the orc starting area, and then Durotar and up there. So I have one in Northern Barrens right now. Today I had a little bit of a flashback to days gone by, because I have my orc hunter, Oh the Irony, that's her name, level 25. And I've had trouble in the past. I lost a tune on the final caravan run in Northern Barrens, you know, so you have the caravan from Farwatch Post out to Gromgol, and then out to Crossroads, and then, you know, on out. And so I don't even do that last run anymore. The one that goes, it ends up at Morshawn Ramparts. I don't do that one, but I haven't had trouble on the first two. So I took her today on the first one, where you go to the, from Farwatch Post to the Gromdal farm, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Today I stuck with what I knew. And what I know is that I often have a lot of trouble with Tortusk, whatever his name is, that head quill bore. You have to go over and find the sick Kodo, and you have to kill the guy that's on his raptor. Yep. I've had trouble with him before, so I didn't do that one. You can still get on the caravan for the next stop without doing that. So I did the, you know, capture the guy and tickle him and get some tusks. And then I went to move on. And this is the one where you're shooting, but you're also, you know, hitting them with the butt of your gun if they jump up. And I'm just going along, and I'm targeting, shoot, get them off the thing. And all of a sudden I'm flashing red. I'm like, what? Wait, I'm flat. What? What is this? And I was flashing red. And I'm just stuck on this Kodo, marching my way over to Crossroads, waiting. So my health was down so low. I'm like, oh my God, am I sick? And I made it in. I was so afraid that I had like some kind of draining thing on me that was going to do some damage over time, and I was going to die after I got to Crossroads, but I didn't. I landed, I was able to eat something. So I don't know what it was. Maybe, I don't know. She was just a regular iron, so she didn't have any greens on her, but I've never had trouble on that leg before.
Yeah, I've never had problems there, but I've heard somebody else did, and it's because you're getting a mob that's nearby that tries to kill you, but then you're moving too fast. So if you're lucky, it gets out of range and it can't touch you. But usually we never had that problem, so I don't know why that's a problem now.
Yeah, well, on my list, following my own tips, I have now written that quest off.
Oh, jeez.
I will ride myself unless I'm a plate wearer. Maybe I'll try it. I'll probably do it on my greens for sure. But if I have this is a hunter, so she's got mail on. But yeah, that was my scare today. I'm like, no, I can't kill another one on the day of the podcast. But also this week I did get, and you know, now I've gotten these Pandaren priests out of the Pandaren starting zone. I also have a gnome priest. This is a little bit green.
Okay. Yep.
I got her up to 25. So this is a big accomplishment. I mean, I used to have some priests a long time ago, but it's been quite a while. So this one I got her 25. So it's the Healy one.
Disco or
disc, the disc or holy.
Holy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
It kills.
I'd have to log in and look. I don't know. I think it's the Healy one though, because she can heal a lot.
It's
really good, but it's exciting because at 25, you know, because I noticed today that I had a little buff that came on, and it's I'm not very good at, you know, I hit number 4, 5, and 6, but. I have a new atonement, maybe it is, or something, where it's a thing where if every time you deal damage, you get a little bit of a heal. That's the one I have.
Disco.
Disco. Sounds like disco.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I have then.
Okay. Nice.
So, but anyway, at 25, it is exciting because now I'm starting to get, you know, skills, you know, that I didn't have before, spells. So that was pretty cool. And so right now, my tally, I have 10 going.
Okay.
I have three bloodthirsties, and these are the three bloodthirsties I've had going all of last year. They're still going.
Nice.
And then I have three greens. One of my greens is an allied races. It's from that contest. Yeah, yeah, she's still up.
Yeah.
And then I have two irons, one pacifist, and my one all-in combo.
Okay.
She's called Full Rain. Just going.
Nice.
So that's what I'm doing. And let me see. Okay. Where are they? So they are ranging from 16 up to 52.
Okay.
That's where they are. One of my bloodthirsty, gore crazed. She's an undead hunter. She's 52.
Nice.
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. Just a little bit. Just a couple of things. Not much.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. Okay. All right. Stone. So,
well, I mean, I'm keeping more to the one tune per challenge and then focus on that. So is there a reason why you're doing three different bloodthirsties and three different greens?
Because one of my greens is an allied race.
Okay.
So then I have one horde and one alliance that started from level one. Yep. The bloodthirsties, I think I had two, and then we had a bloodthirsty contest, so I had to start a new one.
Okay.
And I didn't kill her off, so you know it was going to go warrior. Back to from the attrition.
Yeah.
I've had no attrition.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
That's why. And the pacifist, I couldn't bring myself to start another pacifist. You know, have two pacifists going after I killed the other two. One was all I could take for now.
Yeah.
Nice. And she's my druid.
Yeah. Okay.
So luckily my deaths happened in our break.
Right.
So I lost two irons. I lost my, I'm going to re-roll and I'm going to make it all the way. And I lost her at level 40 in the.
Okay.
There's a burn. I think in the Burning Depths, where you're on the far east side and you're killing dwarves and there's golems there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I have to kill a named dwarf, and that didn't go so well. And I died.
Yeah.
However, I came back and tried it again because I'm going to use that tune as a tin.
Yeah.
And I was able to kill the dwarf. It wasn't quick and easy, but Yeah, I didn't have such a hard time as I did the first time.
But you killed him.
You're right. Yeah. So I
okay. Man.
And then I lost another one at level 16.
Oh.
And these are both while I'm doing a stream too. So I had people with me, and I was doing that bloody wolf rare, the one by all of the Murlocs.
Yes, and Murlocs.
Yeah. I was dumb. I was killing stuff.
What did you do?
I was killing the Murlocs first, and then started killing the wolf, but I had a second wolf, which was fine. But then Murlocs came back, and I was like, I couldn't get out of it, and so I was dumb. I was dumb on that for sure, because I should have been more cautious about where my placement was. I don't think I should have pulled the wolf that close to the shore. Yeah. It should have been on the other side. I think it would have been a little bit better, but Murlocs.
They are
annoying. But yes, they happen.
And they're so dramatic when they die too.
I don't think as dramatic as night elf males are. They are like,
it's like flip table. It's like, but they flip.
My goodness.
Like, the Murlocs are like, oh.
So yeah, like I was saying before, they don't count. So, because they're not, they were before 2009, they were before January 1, so they don't count. I use the, okay, so I play my green a little bit. Whoa, hello, screen off. Okay. So, yeah, apparently that's a thing. So, I forgot. I did Windows 10 back again, and like I redid everything, and I forgot I have that as a thing now. So, anyways, I was playing my green, and no deaths there. So just, I did the Hillsbrad quest. I skipped two. One was the, giant Yeti. There was just no way I'm going to do that. And then there was another one. There was an elite elemental that was sitting in Durnhold. So you have to go kill the first guy that's there, and you can kill him, and he's not bad. But then there's another dude. I'm like, I am not killing that guy. There is no way. So I peaced out on those two, and I did not most of Arathi, but I'm up to Hammerfall now.
Okay.
So level 36. We'll see how that goes. My pacifist. So with my pacifist, we start naked, right? And so what we do is that I've said that every time we hit like level 10 and 20 and 30, blah, 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 as we go on, I'll get the viewers to vote for a piece of clothing to put on. So it's like reverse strip poker or something. Right. So,
All right.
So they voted for reverse pants. Dressing or something. So like they voted for pants, and it was funny.
Yeah.
We found out that the pants that you can buy from a vendor are level 12. So we got them at level 10. Like I could buy them at level 10, but I couldn't put them on until 12.
No.
Silly. Anyways. So,
okay.
And, I've been in website coding hell.
Mm.
Yep. And we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
Okay then.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, when you were talking about the trouble that you have, skipping the Yeti and Brad, I'm on the edge of not doing. You know, I don't know, the Stormpike soldiers up in Corrin's Dagger. I think it is. I've fallen to them a couple of times. It's like they come out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Oh, around. The respawn.
Yeah, I can't decide if I'm going to just skip that or if I'm really going to be careful this time. We'll see what happens the next time. And that's on the edge that's of me. But I hate not doing that because that cuts off the whole quest line.
Yep.
Decisions.
But see, the good thing is now with scaling, you've got other zones that you can go to.
I could go do something else and get better gear as I go along. and equip up and get more spells and things, and then come back at a higher level and do it. I mean, they'll be the higher level too, but I'll have more in my arsenal.
When you were killed, were there other people around? Because
no, it was just all me. Hmm. Well, okay, a little bit of Arrow too, but mostly me.
Okay.
Oh, when, I could when look. I, of course, I have extensive mine, notes.
It was all me. Yeah. Never, don't ever blame Arrow, Oakslayer. Like, I will never blame Jessica Fletcher, but you know, I'm just saying. Anyway,
did you know that they did a crossover between Murder She Wrote and Magnum PEI?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I haven't got there yet. I'm only
that rings a bell. Yes,
it's pretty good. It's quite it's pretty good.
And actually, yeah. I just had, you know, the guy who plays his Magnum PI's boss, the little dude,
the guy that manages the estate,
Jonathan Powell. Yeah,
yes, him. Well, he has been in an episode already, but not as Higgins. He's coming as
Higgins
a totally
has
different
passed
character
away. Right. So he's been in the Murder She Wrote. As a different character.
Yes.
Okay, because I was gonna say he as died complete, in 2017, unfortunately, which is too bad. It's quite sad.
Yeah. Hey, side note, while I was looking around trying to see if I had a note on those Storm Shield soldiers, I did find another spot that was particularly painful for me since the last time we spoke. Okay. I killed off my 90 level 99 paladin green Vertiglory, and I was in Draenor, Warlords of Draenor, and you know that spot? It's in Gorgrond, and there's those sulfur pools, and you have to kill the elementals around it.
Yes.
I stopped paying attention to where I was standing. I was standing in the freaking sulfurous pools, and when I realized it, I hopped out, but I couldn't heal myself fast enough, and I killed a 99 green by being just kind of stupid.
Hence why going back to your tips and your tricks and your advice is especially don't watch a show that you are interested in or haven't seen before. That reiterates that quite nicely. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I have to say for my time since we've not been here in the couple of weeks that we've been off, I have to say, I have not killed a toon.
Whoa.
Why up with that? I was like,
whoa.
Yay.
That was quite calm.
Slow down there. Whoa.
Anything could happen. I could make up for it this week and be like, boom, boom, boom.
Nope.
But anyway.
Don't say that. Keep it going. Jeez.
I want to live. I want
Stay
to live.
Alive. Stay Damn alive.
It. Yes. So I've got my Bloodthirsties, I attempted to play on my warrior. Sorry, I did play on my warrior. So she's sitting at 69. And I...
Stop it, Stone.
I was like... What? I got about 3 bubbles on her and I went, yep, okay, I'm done. On to the next one. So let's get back to killing some stuff like that. I can really see the levels going. So I've got two Bloodthirsty allies. So I've got a Lightforged Strenai. So she hit level 27. So I think I got about 3 levels on her. So she's at 438 kills. And my Void Elf Warlock hit 42 and she's at 1,400 kills. So the Bloodthirsty that I've mostly been trying to focus on has been the Night Elf Hunter. She hit level 60 and she is at 3,588 kills. So I've just been running her from Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands. And I tell you what, the difference with that patch that they brought in where they changed the levels was I would hit Eastern Kingdoms, hit into Western Kingdoms. I was done. There was the level. Whereas previously I'd have to go Eastern, Western, down into Hinterlands and pretty much like hit all those three spots for as many rares to get a level. Now I'm barely, you know, and it was like, oh, this is so good. So she's hit level 60. So I'm really happy with that. Yay! And I have been playing one of my irons, which was my Night Elf Hunter, and she hit level 37. I was going to play my green, and I was like, you know what? Suck it up and just keep, just take this iron. Keep going. So,
do it.
So, yeah, it's 37. 37 on there.
Nice.
However, the most surprising thing, the most, and I tell you what, it has been really quite therapeutic for me. My pacifist hit level 35. 35. I don't even.
Scratched and clawed every single one.
I've been trying to do the fishing and the cooking dailies. And of course, Christmas helped a bit with some of the extra stuff that you could do. But I've just been, even going through Rested, I've just been going around, honestly, what is it? New Tinkertown is just round and round and round in circles. So the XP, I have ventured out to get some flight paths and to hand in some of the, you know, like go here to see Admiral whatever and hand in the quest. So I've just been, you know, flying to places and picking up some little bit of discovery. But other than that, I've just been going round and round and round. New Tinkertown, Karanos, Dunmoro, like just round and round. And now it's a game. Now it's a game. So I start and I head and it's like timed. I'm like, how can I do the whole, like how fast can I do? How many can I get? I'm not doing spreadsheets of how many ore or that, but it's, you know, it's like this little game of, it's like on your mark, get set, go. Okay. And then how fast is it going to take me to get all the way around to where I need to go? So, It's quite good. So it's hilarious. I can't believe I'm going to level 35 pacifist. So mind you, it's probably why I've been leveling three bloodthirsties, because there are times I really want to kill something and the bloodthirsty's good for that. It's like, you know what? I'm done with the pacifist. Time to go kill something. So yeah, but that's what I've been doing. So I'm quite happy to start the year, though I am thinking I might have to cull a couple of tunes. So, I ended up culling for my account, for my main account. I culled off 10 tunes, not challenge tunes.
Oh, okay.
But 10 tunes, just to clean things up a bit. But I'm looking at some of the challenge tunes and I'm like, am I actually going to get back to them? So,
focus.
We'll see.
Focus.
Focus.
Awesome.
Focus.
Focus is. Absolutely. Focus is a good word. We will see. So anyway, I'm happy with what I've done and where I'm going with those. So like the irons, the bloods and the pacifists are all taking up. I think, you know, like taking up a spot, go be all nice and peaceful and pick herbs. And then you got your questing and then just go kill stuff. And again, how fast can I kill? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, but other than that, that's been my couple of weeks off. So it's been a good start to the year so far. Yeah.
One last thing that I did, it was that I finished Magnum PI, like the old show. And I have to say that the ending of season 7, when they thought that they were done,
was
better than the ending of season 8. Because season 8, they didn't know that they were going to get signed back for another year. But they only did a half a year, but they kind of wrap things up sort of at the end of season 7, and then season 8 happened. It's like, what the no. Anyways, so the end of season 8, like the official end, was not as good as the end of 7.
Yeah.
But now it's Knight Rider time. 5 seasons of Michael Knight and Kit, and I can't wait.
Nice.
I can't wait.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Actually, I love Micro and Pregnant. There's so many shows. I'm just like, I think I'm just going to have to line up the family for, you know, sets of DVDs. It's going to take me forever to get through Murder, She Wrote. Tom
Selleck is like the
man. Can you see this bookcase behind me? Oh,
nice.
Yes.
I see a lot of
all the DVDs SG1. That I kept.
Yeah, I see some SG-1.
Yes. All the SG, all the Stargates, all the Buffys. All the Star Treks.
Yes.
Nice. All up there. These are what's left after I did my KonMari cleaning out of everything. I sold like boxes and boxes of DVDs.
Oh, nice. Sometimes it is. I mean, it is good to purge. I will probably have to do that on my holidays.
Go through my hard drives and went through every single file. And I said, do I really need this or not? Like, I have text documents mm-hmm. from back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't need this crap anymore. I went through everything. Like,
nice.
Everything. Now everything, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Nice. And I also did my bookcase a little bit. Like, a little bit. I got moved mm-hmm. my whelplings upstairs and mm-hmm. Babylon. Okay, Mr. Rock Guru, Babylon 5.
Yeah, actually, one row you can't see because it's behind my yoga block.
I kind of like Babylon 5. I like it, but it wasn't like wow to me because it was. I liked the captain that they had in season one, and I know why they wrote him out because they planned mm-hmm. to write him out, and I understand that, but I still really liked him. And then seeing how some of the characters evolved, it was different from what we had to watch, but I think I would have liked the characters to change differently than what they were actually written as. I like the series. It's just some of the character changes was like, what? I liked how they made Jakar, who initially was evil guys. They're the bad guys. They are not the bad guys here. They are not. Yeah. You know, it was what's his face? I can't remember his name.
Lando.
Making the deal with the shadows. Those are the bad guys. Like, wow. So like they kind of flipped everything in all five seasons. Anyways, so yay. This is how we squirrel.
Loved B5. I think I actually have some of those discs
Garibaldi
up there too.
Garibaldi was pretty good. I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. He passed away too. Like all these people that you watch and it's like some are gone. Mean Gina's
Commander Ivanova.
I really liked her.
Love her.
Yeah.
Love
her. She was like...
I loved when she was, somebody said, they're pessimist. I'm Russian. We understand these things.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Alrighty.
Okay. Sorry. Here, let me play a bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Okay. That's funny. Okay, so...
Why mess with success?
We have Dark Moon Fair is coming up, starting this tomorrow, right, for a week.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it until end of January-ish or so. Then we should be getting the Lunar Festival. Mm-hmm. So... Blizzard has decided to change how everyone's websites connect to Blizzard to get information. So the cutover is officially January 6th. There's nothing that I've seen that says that this will change. But things are going on right now. I've been running jobs like crazy to test the crap out of stuff. And we're seeing stuff where like Blizzard says, okay, well we say, hey Blizz, I need to look up this tune. And Blizz says, okay, here, But there's nothing there.
Okay.
Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've added some stuff to hopefully deal with that. And I have a little thing up on the top of the site. We know that the site's going to be a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. We know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's better to report it than not, but like, we know. Wonky. Wonky is the correct word. That's actually the word that I used up there. Yes. So, I want to say thank you to Omnia for dealing with my crap, because we put in some of the stuff and I'm just like, what the heck is going on? So I was on his case for a good, I'd say a good 24 to 48 hours solid of being like, why did you write it like this? And does it work like that? Can I do this without breaking everything? So, thank you for him for not ripping you, my Minia. Head off and doing things with it. There do seem to be like new issues, like one that I'm describing already, where, you know, Blizzard is reporting that, hey, everything's okay, but they don't send the actual information for us to use. So, it seems to be particular with certain characters. It also seems like there's more EU problems than there are US, but it's not limited to, it's not limited to just that, but it seems like there's more on the EU side than there is on the US side. And I don't know why that is. So I'm pretty confident that it's not us, because I was hitting refresh on Mozati's character Bikini Kills and over and over and over again, and it's just giving me empty, and then a server error, which is different because Blizzard would come back and say, we're having problems, and then it would come back and say everything's all good and actually send us the stuff, and then it would go back to being empty again, and we're like, it's like, what the but we're not changing anything. So if we're not going to change anything, that means that the issue has got to be somewhere else. As far as we know, it's on their side. All that I'd say is be patient, because even though January 6th is the cutover, that means that the old way is going to be going away permanently. And that means everybody will be on board at that point, which who knows how that's going to be handled on the Blizzard side. So we don't, as far as we know, it should be okay. We'll do the best that we can. Yes.
Be patient.
Be patient.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's all the news I have.
That's all the news. Okay. All right.
So basically, if you keep seeing this error message saying BNet API timed out, it's either it's too slow, because if I don't put a timeout on it, we'll be sitting here forever and then the site doesn't work. So honestly, you can keep hitting refresh and hopefully it'll hit. That's okay by me. It doesn't impact us because we have it cut off at 5 seconds. A character should take 1 second, but I have it at 5 and it still times out. So you can keep hitting refresh, go for it, but just be patient. And if it keeps giving you the same error over and over again, just know that it's likely because they're sending us info that's not there, or it is taking too long. Okay, now I'm done. Sorry.
Okay. Alrighty.
Right, and the main thing is be patient. So, okay, let's go into the state of the challenges and see how everyone's been doing. So, Rogue Slayer, Irons, please. All right.
So Irons, we have Iron Luna, 78. Shinari, 80. Jangler, also 80. Feriske, 83. R.I.P. Demonster, 84. R.I.P. Thilani, 89. Bikini Kills, 91. Shinari, 95. And now some big guns. Too Thirsty, 118. And Feriona, 118. Wow.
Well done. R.I.P. Nice. So I know Stir got right back onto that challenge and off he's going again. So I think he said he's what? Is he back up to like some like
40? He's at like 110 or something already. I don't know what it is. Oh, he's like goodness. Way up. Yeah, he's levels up fast.
Too. He's been busy. So, but well done. Well done, people. And obviously commiserations, 83 and 84. Ouch. Mm. Okay, let's have a look at our bloods for this week. So we have got Five Bones hit 54. Wonder who that is. Just saying. Ah, look, Blood Leader. Hit level 60. Iron Grinderl. Yeah, hit 65. Five told you so. Hit 69. Five on it hit 72. Petite hit 77. Soul Full Paw hit 82. Soul Shot hit 88. Soul Shield hit 111. And Too Thirsty hit 118.
Wowzer.
Well done. No deaths this week for the Bloods. Go, you guys. Nice. That's awesome. Alrighty. Pacifist. Go for it, Rogue Slayer.
All right. So we have, who's this? Pacelita. 35.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
And then we have Pacifist. 38. Zyapachi. 41. Scaredy Cat at 51. We have Passive 968. Wow, R.I.P. Boo. Then we have Mab Passy at 70. Peaceful at 72. Moan Spriker at 82. Ferikasa at 105. And Five Pride 112 on the Pacifist.
Jesus. Wow. Congrats. Well done, guys. Yeah, doing really well on that. Okay, Tins, let's have a look. So we've got Cammy hit 29. Urshaburge hit 31. Temptria hit 34. Amashtin hit 35. Is that the one he's streaming? I think so. Could be. Arundel hit 38. Oh, look. Yesen hit 42. Feriske hit 84. Trickster hit 118. Zyabo hit 119. And we have got Ironster hit 120 with only two deaths on his tin.
Wow,
two deaths.
Wow, that's awesome.
8:23 a.m. Pacific.
I just put that just so you can see.
Nice. Congrats.
Well done. Two deaths. Fantastic.
I totally spaced out. I actually have a tin going too. I have like tins. She has many more than two deaths. We'll just leave just it at that.
Just a couple.
Also, for the recording and the stream, sorry about the sound. I was like doing my mouse wheel, and I have two modes on the mouse wheel. One is you click each one, and then the other is you can just spin it, and it mouses. And as I spun it, I happened to be over the your guys' voices coming in, so it went down really low.
Oh, whoops! So it's like. It's a secret.
Oh, well.
Well, because at first I'm like, why did it go low all of a sudden? What the heck happened? No, that was me.
Mm. Sorry. That was you.
Sorry.
Nice. All right. Okay, let's go to the greens. Rogue Slayer, who have we got?
Right, greens. We have Crips at 40, Rouge Mama at 47, Ferris Shammy, 55, Essie at 58, but an RIP, Lava Burn at 65, Green Machine, 67, Ferrivert, 67, Ferroviridi at 73, Vixen Do at 82, and Zyrida at 102, but red flagged with one rare slot equipped. That's a no-fly zone.
Ooh. Did he say what that was? That
no, he was actually saying to me, "Hey, I equipped a red item by accident, but it's not flagging me." I was like, "Oh crap!"
A red.
Yeah, so it did. No, he equipped a blue, and
blue,
but it didn't red flag him. So I.
Was a bug, but now it has.
So you went ahead and did it.
So no, I fixed the bug, so it'll. So
I flagged him. And
So
sorry,
thanks.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Zaya, but I must admit I did want to make a little special mention too, because while we've been away, someone did hit 120. So I wanted to say a special mention to Paradin Green, his green from originally rolled for the contest that we had back in, when was that?
Beginning of October, June? No, it was like September or something.
Anyway, Paradin's tune hit 120 while we've been away. So
very nice.
So that's... Paradin's tune, nice. Paradin hit 120. So Paradin, congratulations. That's fantastic. And go you. And I just wanted to make a special mention to that as well. So
congrats, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, good on you.
So teams, I flipped a whole bunch of teams from being lost to not lost. So I like, there's only one team I know for sure that leveled. The rest I'm not sure, so I'm not gonna read them. I'm only reading this one team because. And then I'll same with the blood teams too. Team Puppets Revenge hit level 53. They're an iron team, and I think what I might do is that I might forget. And Blood Team Soul Patrol hit level 24, and Five Finger Death Taco hit level 58. And I swear, poor Five, I was sitting there with him for I don't know about half hour, 45 minutes, trying to figure out his issue. And I'm trying to get him to give me screenshots.
This is their second team.
Bob, what are you doing? Five's got a team where he can't list it because he can't log on to our website because his computer isn't allowing him to save a cookie for our server. It's like, what the frig? Right?
Oh.
Bob, I swear to get out of here. He's like, come in. He's trying to nip at my arm. Like, I'm here.
He's like,
I'm
like, you're circling. Here.
I'm circling early with
so
him.
So they have two teams that they can't. It's like, well, from what we've seen, it's your computer is not letting you save the cookies. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Do not understand.
How does
that sound? Poor, I don't know. But it's not just him. There's another person as well. There's two people that I know of. But everyone else, it works fine. That's the problem, is trying to find out, well, why isn't it working for these two, but it's working for everyone else? So,
bizarre. Okay.
I don't know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because it should be working fine. There should be no problems.
Yeah, should be. Okay.
I kind of have an idea.
Well done, team, so.
I'll have to bug them after.
Okay.
Okay, chit-chat.
This just... chat!
Okay, chit-chat time. So this is where you can send us your tips, tricks, questions, all of those kinds of things. So the first one we have got from Vic. we're allowed to use those pet training manuals, right, to learn pet fetch, play dead.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
I keep forgetting about that stuff.
I do as well, but really, you can't really get that until afterwards. So.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Good question, though, because honestly, I completely forget about stuff like that when I'm on my challenges. And even thinking about, you know, doing the, not the talents one. What's the other one? It's the cosmetic one.
I don't know.
The glyphs, you know, how we could, if we want to change that. I just don't worry about it. Like, I don't bother with glyphs now.
I don't care.
Just don't worry about it.
But
I keep forgetting. So, good question, though. Good reminder. Okay. Rogue Slayer.
All right. Next we have one. From Azzy. What did the jam say to Beyonce? I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I don't know.
Okay.
Nope.
Azzy.
No.
You know what? At the same stage, Azzy has got the whole year to really go up from here. So
that's true.
Go see Mary Poppins Returns, and then you'll know what I'm talking about when I say there's nowhere to go but up.
Okay.
Oh, really?
All right, definitely. Yeah.
Really? Should I warn my wife away from it or what? Yeah. Oh boy.
Okay. That was a line from a song from the movie. The movie's awesome.
It looks, yeah.
I've seen it three times. Hold on, I'm gonna
call. Oh, nice!
It's been out for 2 weeks. I've seen it three times.
Oh my goodness! What, like?
That is good.
Like that? Okay, that's something I've never understood. Is I'm a kind of person that I watch it. I don't want to pay for it again because I've already seen it. What is it about the movie that makes you want to go and pay to watch it again? Because I have
kind of this movie membership with the movie chain around here where I pay $19.95 a month and I can see up to 3 movies a week with this membership.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Sure.
So Julie and I each have one of those. But see, I saw it myself right after it came out because Julie really wasn't in. She said she'd see it with me if I saw it and thought it was really, really good. So I saw it, thought it was great. Then the next day, my sister and I went out to do our holiday shopping. We kind of had the day we did it. And I was telling you how great it was. And she really wants to see it. So I went to see it with her. And then it was just so good that we both thought, I said, you think Julie would like this? And we really thought she did. So Julie went to see it. We went to see that together. She fell asleep. She really is more of a slasher horror thriller movie. Not really into the musicals. I really should have known, but I had hope. But I didn't mind it because I saw it again and loved
living
it.
Hard. Yeah.
Yep. She fell asleep.
Wow. 3 movies a week.
A week.
So you can see 12 movies a month for $20.
Yep.
Holy hell, that is so cheap.
Yeah, they get you on the concessions.
Well,
yeah.
Which I try not to do.
But still. I would be hitting that up every time. For sure.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
If I had that now, I understand. I would go, sure. Sure. $20?
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. No, that's fantastic.
Dang.
I'm kind of waiting that if I don't get to see it, like once the DVD comes out and I can play it, but I would really like to see it like
see it in the theater,
full cinema. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really good.
Yeah. It's just finding, the biggest problem is finding time. So I'd like to take mom. I think she'd really enjoy it. So I think
bonus, the song I referenced, Nowhere to Go But Up.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury sings it.
Nice.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
She can sing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she's an awesome singer. She's
very good. Okay.
All right.
Let's get back to Azzy. Let's just say Azzy. you've got the rest of the year. That's all I'm saying. Like, you start at this level. I want you to finish this level. I'm just saying. Okay, so we've got another one from Tom. Hello there. Quick question about Iron Man rules. Does applying a name change to my character impact my green flag status on the website?
No.
Stone.
No. However, what will happen, though, is that if you did a name change, we're still looking for the old name because we don't know that you changed your name. So then, because you've changed your name, we're still looking for the old guy, and they're gone. So they get lost. Hmm. So you have to re-add your character.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then you'll be fine.
Yep. Okay. Hmm. All right. What else have we got?
I picked up one little tidbit here from Nisi in the chat room. Did you hear about the man who stole a calendar? He got 12 months. Yeah. Hey-o.
It's like a dad joke. Jeez. That's a cute one. Nice. Thank you, Nisi. Uh-huh. Good one. Uh-huh. There we go. All right.
Yeah.
Time.
I guess.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not liking how your video looks. Rogue Slayers is looking completely fine. Yours is like
not doing
no,
anything.
It's not, but it's like it's distinctly different on my XSplit than it is on my actual live call screen. And I don't know if people have noticed that before and you know why it's an issue. Like, let me know like after, because. Stuff like that, like, just drives me nuts. I just, it's got to be just right. It's got to be just right. So
I don't really talk about the technical stuff driving nuts.
Let it go.
Okay. Let it go. Yeah. Let it go. Okay. So thank you to everybody from the Iron Elite. I don't think we got anybody new over Christmas. I could be wrong. But, well, the thing is that I haven't been streaming during the break because the kids are around and just, you know, so I'm gonna be back on Monday because if I need to like get on the kids about stop trying to pull your brother's hair and get your finger out of his nose and god, you just you know, like they're two boys, man, they're just all over the place.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, I should be back on Monday, but thank you to everybody that helps us, supports the site, to pay for the site. And I actually looked at how much it would cost to increase the resources on the server. And it's like, for what I'd want is about another $100 a month. I'm like, I don't.
Whoa. Damn it.
Yeah. I just.
Damn it.
No. Not ready to pull the trigger on that yet. But anyway, so thank you too. Yeah. As the Awesome Trousers, Brooded Chegg, Boom Boomy, Chupa, Crash Landing, 99. He's not in the chat. They're not in the chat. Oh, man. LB, Fair, Fimless, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparksman, Grand Negus, Eli, CTR, Joygasm, Cashbringer, Cash Me Outside, Chris W, an anonymous Chris. Koala, because apparently we're still doing this.
I was going to say, I knew there was something I had to talk to you about.
Yeah, what?
Take out. Look, I'm looking at you right now. Just drop it out right now. I'm saying it live on air.
What, you want me to put your name on there? Yeah,
everyone knows. Just no, don't put my name. I don't even want it read out. Just get rid of it. Everyone knows I support the show. It's fine. Don't read it out. Just read everyone else out. Just say it. There you go. Set it. Yeah, I know. You just want to do it because you go, anonymous koala. And then that's right. So, no more. Whatever. Whatever.
I'll just change it with your name then. Listen, nope. Musadi, Never Died, Oh Canada, Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude to Bruin, Soylent Greener, because it's better than just being Soylent Green, Stir, Swing Cat. Well, it is. Talk Taco, Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tuli Bardeen, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
I actually need to make a special mention. I don't like to receive gifts. Okay. And for people that know me, when people say, oh, can I get you anything? No. No. I don't like taking stuff. I don't like taking stuff. We do it in some cases because it helps, but I don't like it. Two people gave me something. Actually, three people gave me something this over the Christmas break that I want to say thank you to. I won't say what they gave me, but it was very helpful, and I really liked what they gave me. They really gave it to me over Christmas. Yep, they. Okay. All three of them gave it to me over Christmas. Boom. Mr. Seraphis. And because, you know, I got to call him Mr., right? And because when you're that big.
Sure. You might have to.
And Tom from the Blue Recluse. Yes. He got me something. And Dove. I don't think you guys know her, but she's in our guild. She also got me something as well. Very, very much. And also thank you to the guild for running me through Heroic Aldir, because I had to miss the guild run because I had to watch Survivor.
That's right. Because it was the final, wasn't it?
I had to choose. Yes, it was the final one. Yeah. And my wife for the whole week was like, are you going to raid and not watch this? And I'm like, yeah. And she never said anything. Because I'm like, well, we're raiding and we know we're on the last boss and this is going to be it. I know they're going to beat it. And she asked me three times over like the whole week, are you really going to raid? I'm like, yeah. She never said, oh, I don't think so. Or she never said, oh, you know, it's the last episode. She never said anything. She just asked me and that was it. There is no way that I could raid. There's just no way. I'm like, no. I can't, guys, I can't. I can't.
Oh, no.
I can't raid. No, no. So luckily they ran again. And I was one of two people that they ran through just to get me through. So thank you very, very much.
Nice.
Because awesome. That fight is a bit of a fun one. Quotes, fun.
Fun.
Thank you to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. I'm cheating now because I have your names all written out in order, like alphabetical order, because I'm really bad with remembering the names in order. So thank you for dealing with all the stuff. And now even dealing with the spam bots. That's fun.
I know, right?
What the heck? Come on. Come on.
It's like they're finding new ways to get around things.
That actually reminds me, we did make a change to the Discord server so that if you've been there so you need to have been a member of the Discord server for 10 minutes in order to post a link. We're hoping that will stop the bots from coming in, spam, and leaving. We're hoping. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
So this is the time where I start doing my thing. So thank you. If you want to watch a show and sit through all this fun stuff, I mean, the two lovely people in this gong show over here, you can at 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights. If you got nothing else to do on your weekend, Jesus, that's a great time to stutter. You can come spend it with us and laugh at my face. Thank you to Boz, Fair. Wow, I'm clapping. Should I clap with each? Okay, no. Boz, Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir. Bob has a Twitch account because it's the bot. Bob, Zaya, me. I don't know. I think that's a bot. Bot for sure. Taco, LB, Grand Negus, bot, Eli. Ash, Azzy, Mrs. Rock Guru, Slow. Oh, no, that's a bot. I think that's a bot too. Tiber, aka Tiber. V and Kit. No, that's a bot. worst gamer ever, I think, is a real person, and Five Iron. Thank you all for watching. I hope you all had a great break. And
five breaking news. And,
but oh,
breaking news.
Five F. Oh, wait, five F D T.
Five Finger Death Taco.
Yeah, I got it.
Hit 60. You have to, well done, nice. Five and Very Taco. Nice. Nice.
You need to say it fast. 5FDT. 5FDT.
Not.
5FDT? 5FDT. Wow.
I'm sure you've got it now, but I probably, you know, like ban myself or something. So it's okay. It's
all right. Congrats. So our next show will be Saturday. What? Did I? What? What? Did I miss something? Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Sorry. Next show, Saturday, January the 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, January the 13th, 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Time, or 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Lita time. So, geez, time zones are hard. I kind of feel like she just not say any of the rest. Just say this. This is the time that it's based on. Use a website, figure out the time, instead of having to say all the time.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. We will be joined by Jangler. Is it Jangler or Yangler? Is that J or is that JJ or is that a Y?
You can ask him next week.
Okay, we'll find out.
Sure, I've always assumed it was Jangler.
Okay.
So if we're pronouncing it wrong, we will find out next week.
Taco says J. Yeah. So Jangler. J. Okay. So we'll be having them joining us. I will see what they say. I know that they've been watching us for a bit and they've been in they generally play with their irons on the Wormrest Accord server. So we'll be getting some fresh blood in here.
Woohoo! Nice.
Hungry. Thank you, Rogue Slayer, for coming along.
Thank you for having me return to the show.
Oh, it's
always
fun. I really like having you on as like the first guest of the year because I feel like it's we're kicking it off. This is our Rogue Slayer's back. Off we go for another year.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Excellent. It's a thing. It's a thing now.
It's a thing. And we all like things.
We do like things. So speaking of other things, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Rogue Slayer One on Instagram, Twitter, and as of this week on Discord, but I'm not really there much. You can also find my early stages blog, gobetterbeth.com.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Now, don't forget, we will have all of that information up on the WoW Challenges website, which is wowchallenges.com. And you can find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can listen to us by downloading the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you want to send in a question or tips or tricks or just ask, you know, tell us what you've been up to, you can send us an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stone, where are you, please?
Right here. I'm near.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I'm near right near here, Toronto. Right now. Near Toronto.
Toronto? Lita. Toronto. You're in Toronto? Toronto.
Yeah, I've got Bob here. Toronto. Too. He's licking the crap out of my arm.
You've got Bob. Okay. Got Bob.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping a stone. And Adventures in Azeroth, which, I don't know, do another one soon-ish.
Yeah.
And also another potential future spoof podcast. It's going to be fun. So we'll see. Right, Bob? Huh. Right, Bob?
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's Bob and me.
It's Bob.
Ow! What the hell, dude?
You could have it as about Bob, that. Me, and Dad. You could have Bob, me, and Dad. So you could have Bob and Jeff. Just saying. Bob's your co-host, and then you've got Dad. Just saying. Anyway, where you can find me is, don't forget, check out Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETTAWOW. And I do Behind the Avatar as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. So as always, I just want to say a huge thank you to two of our very good friends, Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because Mark Conan does our intro and Epic Insanity does our outro, and we just like to show them some love. So check them out. They're both on Twitter. So Mark Conan is at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity. And you can find all the things that they like to do if you jump onto Twitter and go from there. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thanks for hanging out. And good luck to everyone with the start of the year. So obviously, commiserations. Let 2018 be behind us, and let's go forth. And what was our I want to live? So let's live.
I want to live.
Nice. That's our motto. That's the 2019 motto. I love it. Good. Anyway, both of you, thank you, Rogue Slayer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Say bye to everyone.
Bye.